session number 9014, Reel 4.
We used to go and test in, yes. That's right. I don't know why.
I've not heard that expression.
I don't know why, but anyway. There was only 8 of us boys. There was 2 signal boys.
Yes.
And 6 seaman boys. I was one of the seaman boys. Well, I was going to say who we lived near. We had a little mess forward, you know. She was not much more than a destroyer. A little mess forward, see? And of course, we used to look after ourselves. There was no. Nobody used to nurse us. And we used to draw our food straight from the beef and all that. You see, well, we never knew. We used to get a piece of bread and that never lasted, very often didn't last. Next day, when you got up at 6 o'clock in the morning to scrub decks and you come down, you was lucky if you got a mug of tea, because we never had cups and saucers then. We had basins and not too many of them. Because you used to break them, you see. Yeah. Many a time I've drunk out the lid of the tea urn, you see the old tea urn upside like that. Many a time. Mm. And very often we didn't get anything then till dinner. And of course tea was only bread and marge, and supper was bread and marge, see. And I suppose I was a boy in that ship for nearly a year. And I always remember the first dinner I had in a broadside mess. I also remember what it was. It was a pot mess of pork, a stew. My Lord, didn't I go that? I also remember that.
Yeah.
That was just before, not long before the war started, you see. Because I was made up at 18, but I should have been made at 17 and a half. That came out about then, but I wasn't far off. I wasn't far off 18, so it wasn't one much advantage, but I should have been made at 17 and a half.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I'll say about that ship. I learned to be a seaman. I was bowman in a whaler, duty cutter, duty whaler,
duty whaler,
and we used to pull in. Very often our old steamboat broke down, and we used to do the jobs, pull in, you know, about 3 miles into Harwich and places like that. And a few times a day on that sort of fare. See?
But what duties of the ship did that ship do? What duties did that ship
Well,
do?
She was what she was Captain D for the first flotilla. Now the first flotilla was the destroyers. Then they had a 4-inch BL gun on forecastle, one on the stern, and they carried torpedo tubes, and they were painted black. There was the names of them was Forrester, Hydra, Hine. I can't think of all the names, but anyway, they was the crack flotilla there. But we didn't have that. That flotilla, we had the old 30 knotters, which were up this harbour, and the new oil fuel, the Afridi and the Zulu, and those, they was our flotilla. They was our flotilla when the war started. The Crusader with Commander Evans, Evans of the Broke. And we, our captain was a Captain Blunt. He was a little man, wore a beard, see, proper Captain Kettle he was. And he was a pretty cute customer, you know, for discipline. And I got 6 cuts with the cuts of the cane from him.
And what was that for?
Well, it was for something that really I shouldn't have got it for. You see, at that time, spitting on the deck was a heinous crime. It's quite all right. Well, I was the first lieutenant's messenger. And we was getting out of the steamboat, and I was standing in the log of the messenger do, And Jimmy said to me, give her hand, boy, give her hand. See, and I went to push, she was at a bit of a list, and it was a bit of a job to push her out, you know what I understand. Well, not being a youngster, I got right opposite where the boiler. They had a funnel down, but the fire was lit, see. And I got a mouthful of this, see. And I went like this, no more than this, like that. And Jimmy put me in the rattle. And I got captain's report, I got 6 cuts of the cane for that. You wouldn't believe that, no, that's the honest truth. And I tell you, I had it at Scapa Flow, and Winston Churchill was first Sea Lord up there at the time, because the Enchantress was not far from us. And they had a torpedo tube on the upper deck. We had 18-inch torpedo tubes almost aft in them ships. And that's what I had. You had the hammock over that, and you had to have a pair of duck trousers on. Nothing underneath them. And then, you, of course, you laid over this hammock. And the jaunty, we had a jaunty, and he was a bit like you, pretty hefty bloke, you know. And I had a lovely old cane about that thick, and I had 6 lovely whales on my backsides. But that was a green rub, really.
Yeah.
That was a green rub.
Yes.
No doubt about it, but of course in them days
you couldn't say anything about that.
No. Yeah. But I bit me cap, I never yelled, I had a cap like that so that I wouldn't... You know, scream like, see?
Yeah.
But I had beautiful whales on me, but my behind.
What did the other boys think about it? Were you a hero or what?
Well, I don't know. But funny enough, one of the signal boys got 6 at the same time.
Yeah.
But he got 6 for thieving at an officer's cabin. Now, he deserved it.
Yeah.
But not me,
yeah.
I didn't. But I think everybody was in the ship's company, I think, was in sympathy with me, but it couldn't do nothing for me, you see, really. And I say, this Joe Blunt, he'd take us boys away in a whaler, you know, learning sailing, and he'd take the tiller off, you know, and he'd come amongst us and hit us with a tiller, you know. Yes, and then one day I was splicing lacing in the quarter deck awning. Of course, I had my knife and making a bit of it. And he'd come along and says, boy, your fingers should be like marlin spikes. You don't want a knife for that. And he took it out of my hand and, you know, just sort of like he was. But I think he got to... At the time, his name was Suction Blunt. And you know why they called him Suction Blunt? He had a ship out in Spithead. And he came in collision, I forget the ship it was, one of these big liners. And he got away, we had a court-martial, and he got away, he said the suction of the ship, this big ship, he got away with, that's why they called him Suction Blunt. However, after the war, I think he got put on a shelf, he went out to Kenya, I think. This is the right place for him, I should think. But anyhow, I always remember that. But he was a little man, and I see him one day. He was on our bridge, also our bridge wasn't very high, it was something more like destroyers. And he hopped over the bridge because Jimmy was tying up my ship and he wasn't doing it to satisfaction. And he hopped over the bridge and went for it and told him, go down this cabin, and he said, I'll tie the ship up. It's the sort of bloke he was.
Mm.
And when we had manoeuvres.
He was a 3 ringer then, wasn't he?
Four rings.
Four,
yes, 4 rings. And when we had manoeuvres that year, this was just before the war, I think it was about 4 of our flotilla got folded up, you know, on manoeuvres. And then we went to go alongside the Jamnik. We carried coal. We only carried 400 tonnes.
Are you all burning away?
Coal? No, yeah. Coal. We carried coal.
Yes.
And we went outside the Jamna. She was a collier up at Queensferry.
Yeah.
And I was standing right near this, and our galley's Davids caught on a projection from there. And, of course, it dropped the boat. I was almost underneath that, too. Anyway, this is what he did, so he shouldn't have an inquiry over this. He got the Marines and the boat watches. He took charge and he had those davits lifted out. Both of them was bent. He had them lifted out, took ashore, and he had a little trolley. And the Marines pulled them up to this man he knew, a foundry, to get them straightened out. So he never caught an inquiry. But I think he got a big, heavy bill for it. I don't think he got it done for nothing. Yeah.
You'll find it sounded as though it was a bit tougher then it was in the Ganges, the training ship.
Oh, that was like a public school. That was a lovely place. You see, you had dormitories, you had beds, you had a laundry. You see, you got that taste of that. And then when you went to the ship, well, I went from there, I was a seaman boy. You see, the only boys that stopped there was the signal boys and sparker boys. I was a seaman boy. Well, you'd done 3 months at the shop, the barracks, yeah. And then you went to the Ganges too, the old bus coil, see? And you had a bit of training there. They used to chase you over the... over the mast. And we had marine instructors, blue marine instructors. And that was cruel swines. And they used to carry a bit of rubber about that thick and about that long. You know, going over the Fattock Ribbon, see?
Yeah.
And the last ones over all got a little bit of stonicky. I was never last. Same as on the mess deck. I used to chase all the mess deck. And the crassers, that's the ship's police, used to stand the bottom of the ladder with a cane, you know, and the last one always got a cut, but I never got one.
You didn't get that in the Ganges, in the shop, Cadarrus?
Oh, no. No, that was good. The food was good. And, you know, it was really a good start to... although I had a funny turnout there, and I was very keen on boxing as a youngster. And this particular day, this was when I was in the new entries, this particular day, it was day off, I don't know what it was, but I hide away to the gymnasium, see, because I used to love getting out there. And when I come back about 10 o'clock or so, the instructor called me over, a little short petty officer. He said, "Where have you been?" I told him. He said, "I'll give you a good of bloody boxing." He said, "You ought to clean them wash places up." Well, I didn't know. And do you know that bloke got me in there? He says, "Neil, you're all right at boxing." He says, "Put them up." And he was a grown man. And he fought me with his fists, and I had to stand up. And he was hitting me really hard. But I stuck to it. I didn't quibble. But that's what happened. That's the sort of brutality you had to put up with at times. See, some of those instructors were all, someone was, I wouldn't give you a thank you for. They weren't the wrong sort of men, see, because they wouldn't live today. They wouldn't get anywhere.
There were some good instructors there.
Oh, there's some good ones. Oh, yes, there's good ones. But there's, in amongst them, there were some bad ones. See, when we did the Ganges too, we used to wash on the upper deck.
Yes.
Come and strip off and washing on the upper deck, you know, cold and frosty morning. And the bosun mate would come round and hit you with his call chain. That wasn't very nice either, because that hurt a bit. Some sort of thing. And he would line up on the upper deck with just your towel, waiting to be examined. See, they used to, you know, back and front. And if you didn't have to go back, you got a cut with a stick as well. See? Of course, no doubt it's good for you, but discipline's all right, but not to that extent, I don't think, myself. And I had another turnout. I had another green rub too. When the fought a war, we had manoeuvres, red and blue fleets they used to manoeuvre. And we had a captain appointed to us. I said, what was his name now? Jackson. There's a monument over the Isle of Wight to him.
Was that Jackson?
Jackson.
Yes,
yeah, well, he was a captain. He was a dear old gentleman then to me. He was white-headed. Well, you know, those ships weren't very comfortable at sea. You get a nice... Well, we used to have to get up in the morning and scrub decks with the troops, you see, the boys did. Well, we got up to scrub decks. It was a rough morning, and you know, they said, "All right, go on, carry on." Well, I went forward, and I think I got on a shipwright's locker, you know, well forward, and got my head down. Of course, when they pipe crawl in, I never heard it. Honestly, didn't hear it, see. So, of course, the buffer lined me up for being absent. And I got report for that, see. And I went out in front of this dear old gentleman. He looked at him, and he said to me, "My son," he says, "that excuse is older in the service than I am." And do you know what he did?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give me cane. He made me up to an ordinary seaman to do 10 hours. Well, you know what 10 hours was, don't you? Now, this is the sort of thing where a youngster, I could have gone and deserted. It was I'd done a week, and then we went on leave for a week and come and I had to come back to another week's 10 hours. I very often wonder about that, why, you know, I went back and done me. And 10 hours was 10 hours. You used to get up in the morning and all this, like, you know, scrub holy stone, every feet on the outer deck. And he made me up to that. Ordinary seaman to do 10 hours.
But the boys couldn't do 10 hours.
The boys couldn't do 10 hours, see? And that's what he did. And that was a green rub, really, because I didn't hear the pipe. Well, you wouldn't do, would you? See? Of course, I suppose I got well foreign, never heard it, you see? But that's the sort of thing, see?
Yeah.
So
which ship was that in?
That was in the Attentive.
Attentive. What, he relieved...
He was there... Yes, he relieved him. Of course, then we had... When the war came, we had a captain named Bacon. Because we was round at Dover. That's where we started the war at Dover. We used to... first of all, we used to patrol across the channel, you know, it's in charge of operations, because he was senior ship. And one Sunday afternoon, we got attacked. One of the first... who was it now? Pathfinder? She got sunk by submarine up north, because there was four... There was a patrol Pathfinder, a tent in Adventure, and what was the other two? There was six of those. And she got torpedoed further up north. And this was on a Sunday afternoon, and they was taking the soldiers across from Dover in the transports and that. And I heard somebody sing out, I was in the mess deck writing a letter. I heard somebody say, "Submarine or periscope on the bow." And I nipped out and looked over the side, and I see his periscope. And you know, the officer of the watch was pretty smart. He turned to ram him, and he ran right down our side. I could have over brick at him, but we couldn't get the guns depressed.
That's enough, of course.
See, you couldn't get him. See, he was so close.
Yeah.
And he just ran down there. If he hadn't ordered costs when he did, he'd hit us, you know, with it. And that was early during the war. That was. But I went to an old battleship before I went to her, the Irresistible. She was sunk in
She sunk up with
the... I also remember the 1st of April, we was in barracks. See, we'd done our training cruise in the... I went to the Berwick.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And then...
where did you go?
The old Berwick.
Yes.
Three fun and cruiser, yes. But the old Berwick. We was good out to West Indies, but there was a trouble over Balkans or something at that time.
Yeah.
And we was ordered into Vigo. We stayed at Vigo, see? And being as I belonged to Portsmouth Division, I and others had to change out the Royal Arthur. She was an old tug, belonged to the training squadron. And we came back in there. I also remember crossing the bay. I hurt my foot. I kicked it on a bunker plate and poisoned this foot. Yeah. And I was in the sick bay down, you know, in this ship, and I was the only bloke there. There was nobody else there, as I know, and you know I was there. And she rolled a bit and pitched, and of course a young swall on me own, and you heard noises on the upper deck. You wonder what was happening. I always remember that, you know. Well, everybody eventually got back to Portsmouth and went in the barracks. And then so many of us got drafted to the Irresistible. And I also remember because we went there to die, and the next day was the 1st of April. Well, in the morning, about 5 o'clock, they called all hands, hands clean the coaling rig. And that was another treat in them ships, because they used to put chutes down through the mess deck. From the upper deck, they used to have chutes, you know, clamped together, so it went down below. And there was nobody looking after us, and I don't think we had any grub then till dinner time. And I also remember a leading seaman come round. He's a Archdeacon. I think his name was Mickey Archdeacon, and he was a wonderful, good shot. He was one of the gun lads, because she had 12-inch guns, you know. And he come down, and he got us bread and corned beef and all that. But it was awful ship to be in. You never got clean.